Hello, everybody. Welcome out to We Didn't Start the Podcast. Two sisters going through and trying to learn about the history of the world through the lyrics of the Billy Joel / Fall Out Boy hit songs We Didn't Start the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Anne.
And I'm Kelly.
And today we're tackling a dual topic of England's Got a New Queen and the Queen Dies. So we're talking about Queen Elizabeth II.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to any looking up or any research, Kelly, what is your relationship or your knowledge of Queen Elizabeth?
Well, I feel like growing up in Canada, we kind of have like a unique perspective because like in a way, she is our queen. And like on Canada Day, like you sing God Save the Queen. Now we're singing God Save the King. So it's like I kind of somewhat familiar. And like when you're, what is it? Is it junior high you learn about Canadian politics and how it works and stuff? And like you learn about how like the queen is like, she's in power, but she's not, like she has no power, but she has all the power, but no power.
Right. And the role of the governor general and right. like the endless debate of like, you know, do we want to be part of the Commonwealth anymore?
Right.
Or do we
right. like, yeah. How strongly tied to it are we? And it's like, I feel like for the most part, people were like, liked the queen just because like it's cool and it's unique. And it's fun, like, the royal family, But, like, no one was actually, like, super, I always thought it was cool when she came to visit Canada, and they always pulled all those quotes of, like, the queen saying, Canada's my favorite place to visit, or whatever, and you're like, heck yeah, Canada's the best, she loves us.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah.
Yeah, you were born in Canada. I actually wasn't. I got nationalized when I was 19 and like had to pledge my allegiance directly. Yeah, directly to the queen or to the monarch of the Commonwealth. And like one thing I found was like I was very okay with that when I was getting nationalized, and like my Canadian citizenship is very important to me, and like, since that comes with us being a part of the Commonwealth, we will always be tied to Britain. And I was very okay with that.
Yeah.
Until the Queen died.
Yeah.
And King Charles turned the phone. And suddenly, like, I don't know if I'm as okay with that. Like,
yeah.
I do feel like Queen Elizabeth, like, just something about her. She was the monarch who kind of took England from an empire to a Commonwealth. She just had a way with her politics and her diplomacy of kind of getting a lot of people to support her and think positively of her in these arenas that certain other members of the royal family less so. And yeah, like I said, it's like before I don't like if anyone is like we should leave the Commonwealth, like, you know, Canadians' version of Brexit or whatever, like I would be like, I think that's more trouble than it's worth, honestly. Like, you know, it's, and like now I'm like, yeah, I don't know if my allegiance in my heart is quite the same to King Charles as it is to
Well, I don't know, that is really interesting because there's part of me that's still like, I don't know, that social studies class or whatever where we learned about the what the queen really does, like, I guess kind of left me bitter. And I was like, I still feel like it doesn't really matter, like they themselves don't really make a whole lot of difference. It's their parliament and like, you know, all of that that's making the big decisions and who's prime minister. Those are the ones that are you know, and we're not like pledging allegiance to them, but those are the ones in charge of the country that would, you know, we would have to then step in and help or whatever, you know. So, I mean, that whole aspect is a little interesting and, I don't know, too messy for me to think of. If anyone was like, we should leave, I'd be like, but why? Like, it's kind of fun having a queen, but
it's fun having a queen when she doesn't actually have any control over your life.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's less fun having a monarch when you're in a dictatorship.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think another thing I always liked about Queen Elizabeth, though, is that like she, you kind of mentioned how she like brought the Commonwealth together, and like for me, I think I like because they're also similar in age. Like our grandma Anne, they're like a similar age, looked a little bit the same, old like British lady with white hair. Like so, I was just like would see the Queen and I'd be like, oh, like that's my grandma Anne, who is from Britain, who like immigrated to the U.S. I mean, you know, did that
She's
whole thing.
from Yorkshire and a very patriotic to her home country lady.
Yeah, exactly. And so like I know she liked the Queen, so I liked the Queen, and the Queen was like grandma and grandma was like the Queen. And so like as a child and, you know, having that relationship with Britain itself through, you know, our family history, I also had warm fuzzy feelings about the Queen and saw her a bit more not down to earth, but like I don't know, because I never ever, yeah, had any actual interaction with the queen or the monarch in general. To me, yeah, she was just like an old lady, an old grandmother who's looking out for us, who I love. But
Yeah, she's an interesting, like, just an interesting lady. The more I learn about her, the more, like, it's very easy to see, especially since we're not British, to see the monarchy as, like, somewhat on a pedestal, like, somewhat, like, fictional people almost in a way, like, and going through history of, like, you like say Elizabeth the First, like to me, like she's not a real person. Like, I mean, she was a real person, but like I don't like have any personal connection to her. It's like she has been on the coins of my country. Like,
Oh,
and
yeah.
like she's given interviews on live television and things where it's like, oh, I feel like in a way, I don't know, she's able to be more of the people in that way, where it in a way that maybe like I don't know what I'm trying to say here, sorry everybody, but in the way that you always
Well,
remember your first doctor kind of a thing, like
so yeah, kind of along those lines, like she, so Queen Elizabeth II ruled for like 70 years or something crazy. And so, like, for our mom's whole life, because she passed away, you know, in her 50s, like the queen was the queen her whole life. And I think that was pretty uncommon for it to go on that long. Like most generations, I think, would see at least one change in the monarchy, if not multiple. Because, like, yeah, there was King George before, right? It was King George before Queen Elizabeth II and stuff. And so, like, those earlier ones, like maybe 10 years in between them or something like that, like it's a much shorter amount of time. Whereas, yeah, Queen Elizabeth got in there and then she stayed in there for, yeah, pretty much her whole life. And so I think for a lot of people, like she is just the queen because she was for so long.
And I guess that's kind of leads into the first lyric, which is England's got a new queen. Like that made worldwide news, in a way, like not just, oh, another monarch has taken the throne of another country, but in a way that like the changing of a monarch was a big deal. And she took the throne kind of at, in the 1950s, so slightly after World War II, inheriting it from her father. And kind of she was a very young girl
Yeah,
at the
her
time,
father,
and
he passed away like pretty early. Like he was pretty young when he passed. And so I think, yeah, there was probably a lot of hesitation, like his daughter, like who's a child who like barely married is gonna, yeah.
yeah, like she kind of had that Cinderella quality to her of like just a you know fair a fairy tale. I think she, in fact, she was described as a fairy tale queen.
I don't know. But yeah, coming after King George, who, yeah, took the country through World War II, would be pretty intimidating to then be next in line and next up. And I don't know. If I was alive during then, I think I'd be like, oh, yeah, like this little girl's gonna come lead our country after King George, you know, yeah. We won the war, the World War, and the Great War, or whatever they called it.
But yeah, like it definitely would feel like a change of an era in a way.
Like, this is going to be different for sure. I think that's another thing I liked as a kid with the queen is like, it wasn't a king, it was a queen. And it wasn't because she married a king, she became the queen because I mean, because she was born to, because of other
Divine.
issues that I'm not. But I mean, it was just cool seeing like a woman leader, like she's the queen. She's got this. And she's for, when I was a kid, it seemed like she was doing a good job. And so that was cool to see.
Yeah, and like I mean it definitely, if I talk to like the younger women in my life, the 10s and 13-year-olds, they have a very different idea of monarchy these days. They're very disillusioned with it. But I do think she did as good a job as a monarch can, or at least she took it very seriously. And that's one of the things that I've always liked when I do research on her, or when I come across her in my life, is that I think, like her father, she like took her job of being queen and leading the people and like being the head of the Church of England and all those things extremely seriously, and sometimes to a fault. Like, definitely there's a lot of criticism about like how she, how she interacted with the family and things like that,
For
or
sure.
maybe not always seeing all sides of an issue. Like, she is, ultimately an older white woman.
Yeah, by no means perfect.
Right, exactly. But I do think like one of the ways that she kind of won public opinion, and like there's a quote that, I think a lot of people are more Elizabethans than they are monarchists, was that she took her job, it like she worked very hard to make it not about her and her rise to power or whatever, but like, this is the job I have inherited because that's how this family works, and I'm gonna do it. And I do think her father, King George, he was the one, as you say, went through World War II, and like he was kind of famous for having that speech impediment, and like wasn't actually in line for the throne, but then like
It
his
was
one
his
brother
right. So
abdicated.
for her, having her uncle supposed to be king but not do it, and then watch your dad go through that process and that pressure of being the king, especially during that time. Like, I think you naturally would want to, make your family proud and do a good job. And, you would kind of be geared to take that responsibility when the time came. I'm sure she didn't want it to happen when she was so young, but.
Yeah, for sure. Going through so much change in the world and in England's monarchy, I think must have affected her as well. Be like just seeing that the world is changing and how people view the monarchy in general is changing, all these things. But like, yeah, she was the first monarch to pay income tax and like open Buckingham Palace to the public, and like,
Well, her coronation was the first one that was televised too.
that's
And so
true,
like
yeah.
it was also a worldwide, instead of just like a British thing, like, oh, we have a new president or whatever. Like, it was this huge worldwide event to watch the queen step into power and watch that like ceremony and all that. And so I think, yeah, she was the first for a lot of modern things that we just expect to see now, and I guess take for granted almost, being able to see that. And yeah, having them, like the queen or the king or whatever, speak to the whole world whenever. Whereas, yeah, it was like they did the radio on occasion. I guess the Christmas message was like an annual thing that they always did, but I don't know, just having the monarchy and like the queen and the royal family suddenly become more accessible to everyone through the TV, I think, would be like, I mean, it made it a much bigger thing. And it made like everything that happened in the royal family, I think, after that coronation was a lot more public. And that led to some lots of scandals and lots of it, like, but it made the whole world more interested, especially like I think in the States and Canada, as we were able to then watch like the kids grow up and watch the grandkids grow up and.
Watch Harry enter the military in the Suffield base like less than 45 minutes from
Yes.
our
And
home.
so,
That was a time.
yeah, it made it more, I think, for modern generations, more of like a, I don't know, a reality TV show almost, and less of like these are people in power of a country who have been in power for generations. for years and years and years and hundreds of years, and more of just like the Kardashians, but British and royal. If that makes sense, I don't know. That's kind of how I feel like it's changed, and yeah. I think it probably started with like that coronation being televised and being able to see the nerves on her face and like being able to see like she seems confident mm-hmm. or she looks worried or you know, and then yeah, obviously paparazzi, tabloids, all of that kind of blew up the whole family, what was going on to the whole world instead of just what people read in the newspaper in Britain.
Right. Do you have a favorite Queen Elizabeth fact?
Oh,
off the top of your head.
Well, I mean, I always liked that she liked corgis because I mean, and all of the like, my relationships are to it are like from when I was young, I guess.
Right.
Because like we had an aunt, our Aunt Rachel had corgis. I think she still has corgis. And so.
And she was very adamant that it were not because the Queen has corgis.
Right. But our grandma, who is British and loved the Queen, also lived with them for a while. But anyways, just like I loved dogs. And when I would visit them, I got to visit the corgis. And oh, hey, the Queen loves corgis. They're like her prized possessions.
Yes.
And so I don't know. I always thought that was fun.
Aw. My favorite fact about Queen Elizabeth was that she worked as a mechanic during the war, which to me is
that
like
is pretty fun.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, again, it's just one of those things where it's like everybody was having a rough time during the war. Like, it's not like she's special, but again, it's like
right.
I just another indication, like, she didn't necessarily think she was special. Like,
right.
The war is on. I'm asking everybody to do their part. I'm going to do my part, too.
Yeah.
And again, like, I don't know. There's just something about knowing that the Queen at any given time, even if in her like 80s, was like she knew how to fix a car. Just I don't know, again, just it's
yeah,
like as a symbol of womanhood, I was like, yeah, okay, like she can do it all.
Yeah, that is pretty fun. All right, but then I mean, yeah, she was pretty old. She lived a long time, was there for 70 years, and so I mean, I feel like yeah, the monarchy is still a big topic today, as it was back then. And yeah, her death was a really big thing. And growing up, our grandma Anne, she always said that when the Queen died, the world was going to end because she had no faith in Charles. And
I
haven't talked to her recently about what her thoughts are.
Like, I mean, at last we talked to her, and to be fair, our grandma is also in her 90s, and
right.
The brain Alzheimer memory loss is strong with her at this point.
Yeah, she might not remember that the Queen is gone.
She seems to have to remind herself of, like, she has a magazine currently in her room with basically still about the Queen's death, and it reminds her every so often, like, yes, she is dead. And at last talking to her, she was like, well, I suppose he'll probably do fine. Like, she's not having a ton of faith in him, but as the world has not yet ended, so I suppose she must revise her opinion just a little bit.
Yeah, sure. We'll see, but I feel like that's the majority of people's opinions, is that we don't really like him, but it's not like, yeah, he's gonna ruin Britain. One, because they have no power, and then two, yeah, he'll probably do fine.
He probably won't drive it into the ground, but...
Right, you can't mess it up too bad.
He's not off to a great start in rallying public opinion thus far, but
yeah.
Life is long in that family, so...
Yeah, and I mean, I think... Well, okay, so in the U.S., I don't know. I think most people, yeah, don't really care about the monarchy, don't really support that idea at all.
Except as celebrity, yeah.
Yeah, except for the celebrity of it, and, like, we're just so distant from that. I mean, well, we had a whole war about it, and we chose no more monarchy, so...
Yeah.
I think for the most part, we don't care, but I think... In Britain, as I understand, like, they still support the idea of a monarchy. And so even though they might not personally like Charles, I think, you know, they kind of are still down for monarchy, which I think is really interesting. Do you think Britain will ever get rid of the monarchy?
I honestly don't know, 'cause like as you say, like I don't know if I would say most people in Britain, but like clearly they keep having, like, in the same way we keep having referendums about whether or not Quebec should leave Canada. Like they have a lot of polls and
Okay.
things about, like, do we need to restructure the monarchy, get rid of it altogether, etc. And like clearly a majority is coming out on top 'cause it's still
Yeah, it's
there.
still there. Yeah,
So,
that's
but
true.
yeah, like I definitely think a public sentiment is changing, but at the same time, like England's whole identity has been rooted in monarchy in the way that Canada's and United States and say other members of the Commonwealth, Australia and the like, have not necessarily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's possible they may someday not have a monarchy at all. But I don't think that'll happen in yours or my lifetime. Just 'cause again, that's so much change to happen.
It's, yeah, that's so true. I was gonna say, when the queen first died, that was like my first thought was like, I mean, I knew like Prince or King Charles wasn't gonna be the one to do it. But I was just thinking, like, I wonder, you know, if, yeah, that is something people still feel like they should be putting their tax money towards, like this elaborate funeral, this elaborate coronation. Like, you know, it is kind of like, it's a lot to support the royal family. And I don't know, I was just like thinking about it and talking with my husband a bit about it. And I was like, Prince William, I could maybe see, not like completely getting rid of the monarchy, but being one to like, we don't need this many castles. We don't, you know, kind of like downsizing your, I don't know, because he, I think, has a lot of public favor. I love him. He seems like a saint. I mean, I don't know much about him, but from what I see and what I've heard him do in interviews and like the charity work he's doing and stuff, like, I feel like he's got a lot more, I don't know, just maybe a little more in tune. He's also a lot younger than his father, and I don't know. It was just a thought I had. It's like, I wonder if he ever gets in charge, like, or when he does, because most likely he will at some point, like what changes he would bring with King Charles. I feel like we're not going to see any big changes.
He's waited too long for this, yeah.
Yeah, it's like he's just got to hold his ground until until his time. But yeah, maybe with Prince William's or William, we would see some changes maybe, but maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you have a higher opinion of William than I do, but I definitely agree with you that he's got more of a hand on the pulse, as it were, and
Yeah.
like, I think he would be one who would be like, yeah, we could downsize the royal family situation. I definitely think if Harry, you know, against all odds, ever, like, I think he would be the first to be like, yeah, we don't need this. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
get rid of it. But, yeah, when the Queen, like, I definitely think it could, we could someday see Britain without a monarchy, just because when the Queen died, like, again, a lot of people are more Elizabethans than monarchs, and with her death, like a lot of people who are minorities or who are in countries like, say, India, that were oppressed by Britain in the Victoria era, and even, you know, the Commonwealth doesn't necessarily bring like, there's still a colonial aspect to that all.
Right, it's still a business.
People were forced to, yeah, to confront that duality of like, she is a very admirable woman, but she also
Right.
represents something that's really quite
Yep.
horrible.
Yeah.
And
Very true.
like, I think a lot of people in England were kind of forced to kind of view their own morality and like their own politics through the lens of like taking off those rose-colored glasses in a way of like, she was, you know, she made this all, she was the ideal in a way. She made this all work in a way that was palatable.
Right. Pa yeah.
But the system itself is maybe not great.
Yeah. Yeah, and while we want to show our respects and, you know, love for what she did and the good that was done, like, yeah, there was a lot of bad
Yeah,
that
she also
she not necessarily, yeah,
benefited
benefited
from
from, didn't necessarily
it.
start, but continued to allow to people to be
Yeah.
oppressed, or, you know, like, it didn't really
Yeah.
any, yeah, it is kind of double-edged there.
Yeah, I give her a bit of a break just because, again, she took it from the Empire to the a Commonwealth of Independent Nations, which is a step up, but it's not necessarily, it doesn't undo everything.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, I do think that more and more Britons are kind of, again, having to just sit with that and again, with her not being here. And all the positivity and change and everything she did bring with her, and having to sit under a new monarch that they maybe don't like as much, that is kind of just, I don't know. I definitely think somewhere down the road, we may see a Britain that is some other form of government.
Yeah, and I mean, it happens. I mean, at one point we all had kings and queens, and now there is very few places that do so.
Yeah, France went from monarchy to to monarchy again to democracy. Like they were like a lot of like Russia. Goodness gracious, they've been through a lot of governmental regime changes. So who knows what will happen to England in the future?
Yeah, King Charles. I don't know much about him, and I feel like outside of Britain, most people really only care about Diana. And Princess Di. And so, well, from I guess my first question for you is, do you think it was a hit job?
No. Like, I mean, I will not say I'm educated enough or in the know enough to really definitively, like, if somebody has evidence that it was, I guess. But, like, ultimately, I think the situation between her and the royal family at that point was as good as it was ever gonna get. But, you know, like, there was no reason to kill her. Basically, like,
well, there was.
Oh, okay.
So, the king, or at that time, Prince Charles, he wasn't allowed to remarry if his ex-wife was still alive.
I see.
And so there's that whole conspiracy theory that she was killed so that he could marry. But I mean, I feel like if that was the case, there would be evidence. I don't think even the monarchy's that good at covering up stuff.
They're clearly not very good at covering up leaks in general. So
yeah,
I don't know if I believe that, but again, if you know, if they can prove it in a court of law, I'm not gonna say they're wrong. Like
right, yeah, it is all very suspicious. But yeah, I think she. What do you remember? What year she passed? I can't.
Oh gosh, not off the top of my head, but let me Google it real fast.
Because, I mean, it's like the last 10 years, I mean, probably since she passed, I feel like people have really cared about her. I've seen so many, like, documentaries popping up. And, I mean, the whole Crown series is really interesting and kind of revived
That's a lot.
We stan Princess Diana.
Okay, it looks like it was 1997.
Okay, so I was alive, barely.
I was as well, obviously.
But I don't know if it was a big deal then. But I mean, yeah, it's something people really care about now still and still bring up and still, like, I mean, they definitely, I feel like, romanticize her almost to an extent. I mean, I definitely think, I mean, no, in a divorce, I feel like there's no, well, I don't know. There's definitely some people who are more guilty than others.
Yes,
but
there
I
we
mean,
go.
It is like a two-way street, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, yeah, I feel like she definitely got the bad end of the stick or whatever the saying is.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's necessarily the pure angel that everyone, I feel like, tries to make her out to be. Not to, like, I don't know.
I think there's definitely, like, a lot of nuance. Like, I think like, I mean, I don't want to say she was a bad person,
right.
But I definitely think, like, she made a lot of emotional decisions sometimes that were not always, that, you know, you give her some grace because she was in a tough situation, but it's like, honey, like, but at the same time, as you say, there are people more guilty than others, and I would say Charles is definitely more of the monster in that relationship.
Yeah, and I feel like in the U.S., like, most people would hate, like, don't like Prince or King Charles because of that situation. Like, we all see him as this, like, cheating, slimy, bad guy.
Abusive, like, physically and emotionally abusive man. It's hard to get behind that.
Right. And so that is something that I feel like has been especially when he first came into power, I feel like media here was looking to like nitpick any little thing he did that made him look bad, and they were like, let's show everyone. And like he was signing a bunch of papers and like his pen ran out of ink or something. And I remember they tried to make it this like big deal of like King Charles is angry that his pen isn't working and look at his face. And it's like, yeah, that would be, I'm sure he was there for like 2 hours signing
Like
papers.
he's
Like,
probably just tired. Like, and
yeah, I would get frustrated at times too, but
like
I don't know.
I've seen bosses lose their cool over
Oh.
less
Oh,
and
I
more
know.
visibly. So it's like I'll let that one go. That we don't need
Yeah,
to die on that
exactly.
hill. Like,
Yeah, but I feel like here, yeah, Diana is this angel, a queen in her right, and King Charles is, I don't even know, just yeah, not a fan.
Right. And unfortunately, nothing is ever that black and white. I think if there's anything we can learn from the royal family, it's that ultimately these people in power, whether they're celebrities or political leaders or whatever, are just people. And that doesn't mean like don't call them out on their crap or anything, but like you can't fit them into narratives of good versus bad and
Right. And I feel like we see that a lot with Prince Harry and Prince William, like pitting them against each other. Like, this is what a good monarch royal family is supposed to do, and this is what you don't do. Like, don't be like him. And that whole situation's kind of interesting.
And we'll get there at a different lyric for
Yeah.
sure. But yeah, ultimately they're just two people, two brothers trying to do the best they can for themselves and or the
Right, for
country. And like
themselves and their
what
family.
decisions would you
And
make
yeah.
if you were in that decision? We don't know.
Right. Yeah, it was sad to see the queen go,
It
though.
was definitely both her coronation and the death both deserve to be lyrics in this song. Like those were moments the world stopped and
Yeah.
like everybody knew about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine what it would have been like in the 50s to watch that coronation,
Right.
to like be able to see that. I mean, I honestly didn't care about Prince King Charles's, didn't tune in for it.
No,
But
me
I
either.
feel like for the Queen at that point in time, it would have been so amazing. Oh, and I did like read something. It was like 27 million people in the UK watched it.
Wow.
And that's 27 out of the population of 36 million.
Oh, that's.
So, like,
I
a
didn't realize
huge.
that many people
Yeah.
had TVs in the 50s.
I know.
Like, good
That's
job, everyone.
crazy. Yeah. And then, I mean, tons of people listened on the radio as well. And
Right,
so,
yeah.
yeah, just this huge thing that people finally got to, like, witness and be a part of and feel like they were, you know. I
Right.
mean, they've always been able to be a part of it if you're like happen to be there. What is it? They, you know, when they walk down or
Right,
ride
yeah.
the, you could stand in line, camp out on the road and wave at the queen kind of thing. If you live there and you're right there, you can be involved in those ways. But yeah, to do it in a televised way like that would be pretty crazy. I could see our mom being like, everybody stop. Like, come and look at this. We're gonna watch this. Sit down. This is important.
Yeah, and have a long talk with us about.
Right, and then afterwards, yeah, she'll break it down for us in her own way of what she feels.
It's important for her children to walk away. Yeah. Our mother was a genius when it came to turning ordinary events into like, sit down and let me teach you a thing that is going to be important for your adult life.
Or, yeah, encouraging critical thinking.
Yes, like just because you
How, what do
watch
you think
that.
about the monarchy? What do you think about this? Well, I think. But,
Yeah.
yeah. I guess another thing that's interesting with the monarchy is how they are politically, like, what's the word? What am I thinking? Neutral? I guess. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're supposed to say like politically neutral, which I think is interesting, especially for someone who like the queen was there for so long, like to
Yeah.
see different forms of government in charge and like have to work with them.
Different parties and different
Yeah.
beliefs, and yeah. And well, knowing she was the head of the Church of England and that she herself is a very devout Christian, like,
right.
Again, having to just kind of preside over the other religions in the country and make sure they're getting, like that's an interesting position to be in, and props.
There's a lot to, like, navigate, because, like, especially nowadays, we're all, like, you know, speak your truth, believe what you want to believe and stuff, but then to be in that kind of position where it's, like, I have to believe this church, but then I also have to do it in a way that is not opposed, like, not overbearing on these other beliefs, right. And like I have to support these bills and laws and things of this political party, but I also have to do it when this party's in, like,
right,
yeah,
whether I believe it or not, like, right. Yeah,
it would be morally and, like, personally, I think, so, like, emotionally taxing, mm-hmm. and just draining. I'd be like, I don't know, I would disappear for weekends and just, like, scream in pillows and be like,
and no matter what anybody says about you, you cannot set the story straight. Like, that would be, that's the hard part for me. It's like, whatever people think about your actions and, or which, you know, part, whatever the government's doing, you don't get to tell them, well, actually, I believe this, and, like, no.
Yeah, no Twitter receipt posts saying, this is what happened. This is the proof. This is why I did this.
Yeah.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, for sure.
I was going to say, I don't know why people even run for presidency. But it's a tough job.
Why would you want to?
Like, I don't know. I mean, somebody's got to do it, and hurrah for those who try, but...
Yeah, for sure. Like,
it's not for me.
It's like, as much as I want to believe, like, we can just, you know, go back to anarchy and, like, just build a house in the woods with your own two hands. And, like,
yeah, I'll change honestly, this for...
Yeah. Honestly, we actually probably can't. We have crossed that horizon a long time ago.
There's no way. There's no going back. Even all those off-grid people, like, you're still paying property tax. You're still, like, I mean, hopefully you are.
Not that otherwise. I don't respect you. Like, you know, do what you gotta do for your own beliefs and how you want to live. But, like, yeah, you can't fully, you cannot fully live alone anymore in this world. And that's, it's good and bad.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it bad?
Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts about Elizabeth before we...
Oh. Well, I think the saddest part of the whole situation is seeing King Charles replace our beloved queen on all of the currency.
Gosh, yeah.
when I see the new his new face.
That's on surreal.
The new coins, I'm like, no. Just leave her. She's still in charge. She's still taking the reins. But
Yeah, I don't know if I have any final thoughts. Just, again, as complicated a person as she was and as complicated as an institution she represented, she is a person that I would very much like to talk to. And I hope someday in the afterlife I get a chance, because I do think, I do think as a human being, even if we disagree with her on a lot of fronts, I think as a human being, she had a lot of integrity and definitely a lot of effort to be a good monarch. And again, that is a reason I would like to talk to her.
I would want to talk to her only if she was going to be, like, 100% real. Like, I don't want the British royal family, like, face that she would put on. I want to see, like, raw, I don't know, like, pissed off queen.
Well, you know, your crown has been passed. The divine chosen of God or whatever has passed on to the new generation. She can now say her truth.
Yeah, no, there's no secrets. Let me like, lay it on you. Let's go.
Yeah, woman to woman.
Yeah. Tell me the dirty details.
All right. Well, that is our episode on Queen Elizabeth II, England getting a new queen to the queen died.
Yeah.
And we would like to just remind everybody before you send in your hate mail, this is not like a comprehensive episode. And I probably should have said that at the beginning. This is us using these lyrics as a jumping off point to dig up a few things on our own, learn a few new things, discuss a few things between ourselves and with you. So we encourage you to use this as your jumping off point to learn more about Queen Elizabeth II and the British monarchy, and send us your memories of her and this time in history and what your experiences were. It's a big, wide world. Some of your experiences were probably very different than ours, and your opinions of Elizabeth were probably very different than ours.
For sure. Yeah, to let us know. I think, comment on, as I interact with YouTube a lot, I would love to read comments on, like, YouTube and see what you guys have to say, what your feelings and thoughts are on all the topics. And yeah, we're no experts. We're, like I said, lots of my opinions I feel like were formed when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And because I haven't had any conversations like this with many people, they've kind of just stayed there. And so it's good to talk. You know, talk it out and learn.
Have
and
a
grow.
Chance to have those things grow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah, let me know what your thoughts are. And yeah, let's keep the conversation going. Keep that fire burning. Well, no, don't keep it burning in some cases, but
keep it burning in your heart, but like put it out in the world.
Put the actual fires out, but keep the memories alive and burning.
For sure.
Something like that.